Even if you only have one date in the get, still the mice of the get is puzzle. That's always called still the type. That's still called the typhus. Where is there a case of a cloud to say the get is kosher? Which case is it? The kosev onu ploini u ploini, where the men, the five men, first they have to write, us men, girashnu nishosenu, we are giving a get to our wives. Ploinis u ploinis, so and so. That's called like it's one big get, and here the mice of the get is kosher. But any time you have five different gets written on the same sheet, even though it only has one date, and again we're talking about one pair of edim signed on the bottom, the get is possible. Unless you have all of it like in one lashon. That's where Rosh Lakish learns. Tzumor says, Maskiv lo Reb Abba lo Reb Yechanan. Reb Abba asked a question to Reb Yechanan. Tiyom azman echo lekulam zel klal. According to Reb Yechanan, said there's only one date on the get. The get is kosher. Lechish, why are we afraid though? Dome ki chos musal di abasu de chasimi. Again, you're talking about now where five people write the get in one piece of paper, and each one wrote his own nusach of the get. See, the first, Reuven is giving a get to his wife Sarah. He wrote up the nusach. Then after that, the second one, Shimon gives a get to his wife Leah. Then the third one, said, so when the Edom sign on the bottom, why are we afraid the Edom are only signing on the last get and not on the first ones? Milo Tanya Dim, we learned, Edom chasum ha'shila shalom. If you have a get and on the bottom there's a shila shalom, they ask the question, how they're feeling, and the Edom sign after that, we say the get is possible. Why? Chayshinim were afraid, Shem ha'shila shalom chasmu. Maybe the Edom only meant to sign upon the shila shalom part and not upon the top part of the get. Here also, how could the bottom Edom be kosher full five gets above, even though there's only one date in the get? Why are we afraid the Edom mainly sign on the last one? So Marin says, La vitmar lo, didn't we learn on this? Omer Bavua, that the Dima Farshli Menedim Rabbi Yechanan, I was explained from Rabbi Yechanan, like this. Sho'alu posel. If after the get is written, Sho'alu, they're asking how they're feeling, true, then the get is posel, because maybe the Edom are only signing on the Edom, on the Shila Sholem. But Vish'alu, it says above, then the get is kosher, because then we say for sure the Edom are not only signing on the Sho'alu, but on the get also. So Achanam is same thing here also. If it's written so, and then with a vav, and so, then it's all considered like one big get. And with the Edom sign on the bottom, the get is kosher. Yeah. Now, Vesu, another question is, L'Reb Yochanan D'Yomar, Zman L'Chol Echod, Zel Teufas. Reb Yochanan says that only if you have a separate dates is the get possible. But as long as there's only one date on the get, then the get is kosher, even though it's written up with five different gets like. So, Mayiri Mishum Taifes, why is Apostle Mishum the Taifes? For Taifik Lahu, Tevela Nichta Vyayin Venechta Malayla. As the Abimina is, if there are five different dates on it, so like, it's different dates. So, the get should be possible. It's like a get that was written at daytime and signed at nighttime. If there are five different dates, it means each date was like a different date. Like you wrote one get on top, you wrote today's date. Then you finished tomorrow and wrote the second get with a second date. So anyway, this get is possible. So Rashi says, Devi Nilsa Biapi Nash. That's right, didn't I? Because the Edom only signed at the bottom. So the Edom are signing on the last ones, the last date. So for the first date, it's called like written one day and signed the next day. It should be possible. So Gemara says no. Rabbi Yechonah learns Omalei Makshisha Breid Rav Chizla Rav Ashi Hochi Yamrina Mishmed Rav Yechonah. This is what we said over the name of Rav Yechonah. Tichzivu Bechad B'Shaba Bechad B'Shaba. It's each date was the exact same day. There was written on Sunday, then the second one says written on Sunday, and the second one, the third one says written on Sunday. So Ma'is is all one big date. So therefore, the halacha would have been that it's kosher, because it was written and signed the same day. The reason why it's possible is because since it has a separate date, it's like a separate get, and therefore we say the last Edim are only signing on the bottom get and not on the top gets. Oh, Malay Rabbeinu Ravashi, the Resh Lakish di Yomar, Zman Echad Lekulam, Nami Teifasevei, Resh Lakish says no, even though there's one date, still the get is possible, as long as there are different, like Nusach, different writings of a get. Resh Lakish says it's only kosher if they wrote all together, like us men are giving a get to our wives, so and so. So if so, according to Rosh Lakish, Reichi Domi Klal, what's the case of a klal that's kosher? Nechsev Beihochi. On nu pleini pleini us men girash nishosainu plenis pleinis are given a get to our wives so and so. So that's when the get is kosher. So Mori asked the question why. Nimtzu, it should come out that shtei noshim is gashres the get echod. Two women are being receiving a get with getting the get with the same piece of paper, the same get, and that's possible. But yeah, the Torah says the cost of law, you have to write a get for her, for your wife. You can't write one get for your wife and then the same get should also be used for another wife. You can't do that. See, according to Rosh Lakish, where is the case that's kosher? You have this one piece of paper, and it's really one get here. It's just written that us men, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, are given a get to our wives, Sarah, Rivka, Malaya. So, the mice, it's one get. So how could this one get be kosher for two or three wives? So my answer is, Tohod that costs a plainy girish plainness, or plainy girish plainness. True, later on in the paper, it has to be written separate gets for each one of them. In other words, we start off with a klal, but then we end off each one. Reuven's given a get to his wife, and Shimon to his wife, and Yudit to his wife. If so, why is this different than this that we learned? We learned, if somebody gives a shtar to his avodim, if somebody writes a shtar to his two avodim, and he says, well, he's given away all his property to these two avodim. So lachar is kanu, they accept it, they're kainer it. Or mishachvorim says there, and each one frees the other one. But our koponim is called a good get shichrur. So the question is why? We learn now get shichrur lo lo meisha. So how could one get shichrur be good for two avodim? Just like you're telling me now, one get cannot be kosher for two wives. It has to be that one get shichrur can't be good for two avodim. So how come over here this one get is kosher? The lawyer Kimna b'shnei shtaris. So my answer is no. We have to put the Rosh was talking about shtei shtaris. That he wrote to free his two avodim here means in the shtar he wrote separately that I want to give it all to you, and then he wrote separately also, and I also want to give it all to the other rebbit. So therefore, it remains like two shtaris. That's why it's kosher. So Mora says Tanya kavos to the Rabbi Yechanan, Tanya kavos to the Rosh Lakish. You have a proof to both of them. Tanya kavos to the Rabbi Yechanan. I bring the proof to Rabbi Yechanan. It says, Chamish shekos for b'toich haget. If five men wrote up in one piece of paper, one get, that ish ploini migarish ploinis, Reuven wants to give his wife, get his wife. O ploini and Shimon, ploini ploinis. And Shimon's given a get his wife. O ploini and Yehuda ploinis. So it's kissed, it says like three different type of getting here. But uzman echa the kulum is only one date on this get. The Eidim Alamata and the Eidim son at the bottom of the Kulam Gesherim. So the right to Rabbi Yechanan. That's called Kulam as long as there's only one Zman in this get. And they have to give this get each one separately. But what about Zman Lechol Echad V'Yechad? Let's say for each pair there's a separate date. The Eidim Alamata and the Eidim son at the bottom. So it depends. The Shreidim Nikramim Ay Kosher. Only the bottom get. That's red, right before the Eidim, that's what's kosher. But the ones above are posel. No, it depends. If there's a space in between the different Gitim, then we say it's posel. Then we say the Eidim are only starting on the bottom one and not on the top ones. But for Yimlav kosher, it's cooler. That there's no space in between one get and the next get, even though there are separate dates. It looks like separate gittin, but no, there's no space in between one and the other, that even though you only have two eidim signing on the bottom, all five gittin are kosher. The Yimlav kosher, why? Shein Zman Mafsikin. He holds Zman itself is not a hefsik. You have to have space in between. So this is the quote point of a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Tanya Kavos to Rosh Lakish, I'll bring you proof to Rosh Lakish. It says, Chamisha Shekos for Klal, but if I get, if five men want to give the get to the wives, so they write all together in one get. That onu us men, pliny pliny, kirashnu nishasenu, plinus or plinus, we want to give a get to our wives, so and so. So that's called the klal. And then it says, pliny girish plinus, or pliny girish plinus, because it said otherwise it's a psul of one get can't be used for two wives. So later on you have to write separate get for each one of them. But Uzman Echad Kulam, you only have one date for all of them. This is a raya to Resh Lakish. That this is also called kosher. Each one separately. What about Zman L'cholechad V'yechad? Each one has its own date on it. The Revach L'cholechad V'yechad, and the space in between each one. The Yedim Amatza, the Yedim Son on the bottom. So it depends. Eshreidim Nikroyim in my kosher. Only the bottom get that the Yedim could be read with it. That's what kosher. But the ones above is possible. Rabbi Neyu Amar Meir says no. Rabbi Neyu Amar Afal Pi Shein Reyach B'neim. Even though there's no space in between them, still possible. As long as you have five different Zman and five different dates there, that could be the same day, Sunday, 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 but it was written after each get, on top of each get was written its own date. In Shazman Mafsikai, that get is possible because the Zman is Mafsik, so you don't have Edim like signing on the top Gitin, the Edim are only signing on the bottom one, so only the bottom one is kosher, and not the ones above. Freddy Gemara of Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish. According to Resh Lakish, why is the psul? Because she had the date written for each one of them. Resh Lakish says, even though there's only one date on the get, still the get could be possible. According to Resh Lakish, kula means that you have like all five men staying together. Us five men want to give a get to our five wives. That's the only time it's kosher. But even though there's one date, if each one writes it separately, it's also possible. So what are the Shlokas saying? Where it's possible because there's five different Zmanim. Tumar says, Hani mili heched loy arvino mikara. Like we said before, when do we say, even though there's only one date, if they wrote separate, like Nusach Saget, it's possible, only if at the beginning they did not put them all together. But over here we're talking about the arvino mikara. At the top of this get, they start off to say, us five men want to give a get to our five wives. So since they started off together at the top, kulam, all together, and then even though later each one has to write his own nusach of the get, because otherwise there's a psul of get echad v'lel lishnayim, but as long as they started off at the top kulam, then even though only one pair of eidim started on the bottom, the get would still be kosher. Because these eidim, when they started to read this get, they saw at the top clearly that all five of them want to do it together. So therefore, when the eidim sign on the bottom, for sure they're signing for these five different gitim here. So, in a case where there's only one get, and they start only one zman, and they start at the beginning, arvinu, then tak is kosher. So then, avol hocho, the arvinu mikara, but over here, where they did not start off to say, all five of us want to give a get to our five wives. But at the beginning, they just start to say each one separately. So, when we say it's possible, when they didn't put them together. But over here, we're talking about when they started off the get saying, us five want to give a get to our five wives. We started out together. So therefore, even though later they write separate, get them the get would have been kosher. Only, ipligi luzman. If they write a separate Zman for each one, then it's possible. Ilaloi, if they don't write a separate date for each one, then it remains kosher. So that's why Resh Lakish, even though usually, even without a Zman, it's possible if you have five different Gittin, but there is a case where the Zman would also make a psul. In a case where they started out Arvinu, they started out saying, us five men want to give a get to our five wives. So they started out together. So that even though they have to write out the Gittin separately, it would be kosher. Only if there's a Zman for each one, that makes it possible. Now the Mishnah says like this. Shnei Gittin, you have two Gittin. Shekosvon zeh bitzad zeh. On one sheet of paper, but they folded it in half, downwards, and on the right side of the piece of paper you wrote one get, and on the left side of the piece of paper you wrote another get, adjacent one next to another. Now, Ushnei Edim Ivrim Boyim Mitachas Zelatachazel. Now, on the bottom of the star, like the picture in Rashi, the bottom of the star, two Edim sign, but let's say they sign their names Ruvain Ben Yaakov. So, Ruvain is under the right side of the sheet, and Ben Yaakov is under the left side of the sheet. And then under that, Shimon Ben Yaakov. So, again, Shimon's name is under the right side of the get, and Ben Yaakov is under the left side of the get. The question is, these Eidim, for which get did they sign? Did they sign for the right or did they sign for the left? So it sounds like this. Ushnei Eidim Ivrim. Ivrim means that's the way you write Ivris, is Ruvain ben Yaakov. So your name is Ruvain, but you said the son of Yaakov. So Boyim Itachazeh started out on the right side, Itachazeh. Now after that, Ushnei Eidim Yivonim. After that, you have two Greek Eidim, Kosher, Yiddish Greeks, that signed the names, but they signed backwards. They write like Ruvain ben Shimon, which really means Shimon is his real name, the son of Ruvain. That's the way the Greeks write. They write backwards. So they write like a Ruvain ben Shimon, but according to them, what the name really is Shimon. The left side is his name, and he's the son of Ruvain. So, Shnei Eidim Yivonim Boyim Mitachazil Atachazil. Like we're saying, that also goes under the two Gittin, but his real name is under the left one, and his father's name is under the right one. So it sounds like this. So the right side of the get is kosher. Because the first two Eidim that signed were Ivrim, like Ruvain ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yaakov. Now Ruvain's name and Shimon's name were signed under the right side of the get. So the right side of the get, that get is kosher. But the left side of the get, that's pasul, it doesn't have Eidim. It only has the father's name, that's not called Eidim. What about Eid Echod Ivri? Let's say first you have one Eid signs like an Ivri, Ruvain ben Yaakov. V'yeid Echod Yivoni. Then the second gate, the second Eid that signs like Greek, that is backwards. Shimon ben Yaakov really means Yaakov, the son of Shimon. Then the third Eid was V'yeid Echod Ivri. That signed normally, Yehuda ben Yaakov, from right to left. V'yeid Echod Yivoni. And then the fourth Eid also signed like in Greek. So the boy and also boy mitachazeh letachazeh. The two names, one was on the right side, the left name, the left, like Ruvain ben Yaakov. Ruvain was under the right side of the get, and ben Yaakov was under the left side of the get. So here we say shnei sulam. Here both gitim apostle. Neither of them has a good item. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara asks the question like this: for letachasher hai beRuvain, for hai beben Yaakov. The kashra is on the first part of the Mishnah. Again, when you have these two gittin, one written on the right side of the paper, one written on the left side of the paper. Now, in the bottom, under the get, they have the two Eidim signed. So the first one signs Ruvain ben Yaakov. So the name Ruvain is under the right side of the get. And ben Yaakov is under the left side of the get. So we're saying now, the right side is kosher, because you have the Eid signed there, Ruvain. And under Ruvain is Shimon, those are the two Eidim, therefore the right side is kosher. But the left side is pasul. So Gemara asks why. Well, it's chasherai beRuvain, v'ayba ben Yaakov. The right side, that should be kosher because he had the name Ruvain. Now the left side should be kosher because it's signed there, ben Yaakov. That's also called an eid. V'ayba ben Yaakov eid. Tatanan, because we learn later. Ben ish pleini eid is kosher. If you write, he's the son of so and so, it's also kosher for an eid. So if you write, ben Yaakov, that itself is kosherly eidus. So why don't we say on the left side, the name Ben Yaakov, that should be a good aid. So Gemara says, no, the Kosov was written like this, Ruvain Ben Akama. Ruvain Ben was written on the right side. The Yaakov Eid Abasra, all that was written on the second side was just Yaakov. So therefore it doesn't say Ben Yaakov, therefore the second side doesn't have an eid signed on it. Fret the Gemara, why? For the Schasherai Ruvain Ben, the right side should be kosher because it says Ruvain Ben. For the Schasherai Be Yaakov Eid, let the second side be kosher stamas Yaakov Eid. Maybe his name is Yaakov. Now that alone should be Eidus. The Otanam would learn like this. Eish ish pleini Eid kosher. If it says this man, without his name of his father, name of his son, just ish pleini is kosherly Eidus. So if on the left side we have the name Yaakov Eid, that should also be kosher. You don't have to sign Eidus with your father, your name, the son of your father. It's enough just to write your name. So if under the left get it says Yaakov aid, maybe it was true, maybe Yaakov's son, he was an aid. Like how do we know to say it's a continuation from the right side that Ruvain ben Yaakov, as if to say it's the Ruvain that's signing and his father's name ended off on the left side, it's not his aid, it's possible. Who said that? Maybe it's really Yaakov, the son, on the left side. And the Gemara, the like Sivaid Enechnami, it only says on the left side Yaakov, it doesn't say the word Eid. So that if you have one name, it's only kosher if it says Eid. If it doesn't say Yaakov Eid, then it'll be possible. For the Gemara, the Chasher Hai be Yaakov Eid. No, let the second Seder still be kosher with the word Yaakoved. Yeah. Zahab Yaakovit, so it's now going like this. Ish plain ye kosher. Oh, they said, no, you skipped something. The Marius, well, the like Sivay doesn't say the word aid. The boy said, another Teretz is, Leyolom the cost of aid. No, really, under the second side of the get, it says Taka Yaakovit. So the question is, the one who says kosher, maybe it's really an aid. His name is Yaakov. The Teretz is, the Yadina and Vahai Chasima to love the Yaakovu. Everybody recognizes that this is not the signature of Yaakov. That we know clearly the truth, what happened here. What happened here was, Reuven is the one that's signing. And it really is going straight across. Reuven, then Yaakov. So, Mel, the word Yaakov is not a signature by itself, it's not Aid Yaakov, it's only Reuven. So, therefore, we know Reuven is the one that signed, so his signature is under the first one. So, under the first star, it's kosher. But under the left one, that does not aid him signing on it, therefore, it's possible. Here, Sigmar still asks,